In the world around us, the number 13 is considered an unlucky number. Many buildings don't have a 13th floor for this reason. But in Yiddishkeit, 13 is considered one of the luckiest numbers in the world. For starters, we have 13 midos sherachamim, and there are 13 midos shatar nidjeshes bahen, 13 ways to expound the Torah. Rabbeinu Bechai in this week's parsha comments that there are 13 types of karbonos that correspond to these 13 midos, she'ator nejeshes ben, these 13 midos, she'rachmen. And the list goes on to the number 13. Clearly, the number 13 is exceptional, and as we will explore, it will become apparent that the number 13 plays a much more substantial role than otherwise imagined. In a Jewish leap year like this, we have 13 months. The number 12, let's understand the number 12 for a moment. Number 12 represents Teva, natural order. The number 12 signifies the units of an entire whole. For example, there are 12 hours of an entire daytime. There are 12 hours of the entire nighttime. There are 12 months in an entire year. There are 12 Shvatim in all of Klal Yisrael. 12 are the units of a whole. The number 13, however, is kolel everything together. The number 13 represents all the units coming together as one, similar to 100 pennies in $1 bill. The 12 is 100 pennies, but the number 13 represents a dollar bill. Everything comes together as one unit. The number 13 is the $1 bill. And for this reason, the gematria of Echad equals 13. 13 is when everything comes ba'achdus. The Sefer Yetzirah writes that each month corresponds to a different one of the 12 Shvatim and a different one of the 12 Mazalos. Which Shevet, which Mazal corresponds to the 13th month? Where's the 13th Shevet? Where's the 13th Mazal? And the answer is all of them. Adar Beis, the 13th month, includes all the Shvatim. Adar Beis includes all the Mazalos. The 13th month is kolel, everything together. In halacha, it's of utmost importance that one keeps his family minhag. And part of that family minhag is the nusach and tefillah. And of course, there are exceptions. Sometimes people have to change. But forgetting that issue, one needs to keep the nusach and tefillah of his father and his grandfather. And the Magen Avraham explains that there are 12 different nuschos of tefillah, which correspond to the 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet has a different Nusach. Reuven had a Nusach, and Shimon had a Nusach, and Yehuda had a Nusach, and so on. And therefore, one must keep his family Nusach because that's his lineage, that's his Yichus, that's his Shevet. But what if someone lost this tradition? Often a person loses his family Mesorah. Should he just pick one at random? The Magen Avraham explains that there's a 13th Nusach, the Nusach Ari. The Magen Avraham explained that Nusach Ari is kolel all the 12 Nuschos. The Arizal took a little from each Nusach and created the 13th Nusach, the one that's kolel everything, that is Achdus. Every Shmona Esrei, with three brachas at the beginning, has three brachas at the end. What sets apart the different types of Shmona Esreis of Shabbos and Yontif and Chol is what is sandwiched in between. Which brachas are in between? Shabbos has a different bracha than Yontif, and then Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, and then Nechol. On a regular weekday, a regular Chol davening, Shachar, Mincha, Marav, we have 13 bakashos. Now, initially, the Anshei Knesset Gedola established 12 bakashos because there are 12 units of the concept of bakasha. 12 is always the units of a whole. 12 hours of a day, as we discussed, 12 hours of a nighttime, 12 hours, 12 months of a year, 12 bakashos in making requests. But a time in history came when apikorsis was so rampant that it called for a new bracha, the 13th bracha, the bracha of the Malshinim. The number 13 is kolel all types of yidden, regardless of the nusach, regardless of the dress, regardless of the psak. But the one thing the number 13 cannot tolerate is heresy, apikorsis. Therefore, to highlight the achdus amongst those who are within the fold, and to highlight those who are outside, Chazal instituted the 13th Bakasha of Shmoneh Esrei, where everyone comes together, but only those who are willing to buy into Yiddishkeit, to buy into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to buy into the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. The 13th Bracha is the kolal of everything together. The 13th and final Midah of Midas Sherachmim, the 13th Midah of Shudgim, Midah Sherachmim, that we say on Tainis Esther and all Tainis Siba, is the Bechina Vunakeh, the Pasuk says in Kisisa. Vunakeh is the 13th, the final one. The sugya of Yugyo Midah Sherachmim is well beyond our discussion right now. But it's fair to say that each Midah represents a trait, a mechanism employed by Hashem. Rachm, Vachanim. He's full of chesed, etc. But the word Vunakeh describes the result. After everything's said and done, after all the dust has settled, the Nakeh represents when all the 12 Midos come together. El Rachum, El Chanun, Erech Apayim. The final result is the 13th Midah. The final result is Vinakeh, that everyone has a clean slate. That's the result of all the 12 Midos beforehand coming together. And this is the very reason why the number 13 is unlucky amongst the non-Jews. They don't share the concept of Achdus. The concept of Achdus is above the natural order. It's similar to the number 8, being Lamal Minateva. The number 13 for the non-Jews is extraneous, unbalanced. There's 12 units of an hour. What's a 13th hour? What's a 13th month? These things don't exist in their mind. It's above. To have this idea of achdus, of bringing everything together. But we Yidden, our Zoche, to have a very different outlook. We aren't concerned with even sides and balanced. In fact, the Gemara tells us, zugos, when you have things of pairs, it's actually dangerous. We don't like things that are even. We are concerned with achdus. We want there to be a shalom. We want there to be everyone converging together. This is exactly what the 13th Midah of the Yud Gimel Midos She'atara Nidresh Behem represents. The 13th Midah is V'chein Shnei Aksuvim Achishim Zed Zeh, when two psukim contradict each other. Even though there's one and one, there's even amounts, but they're contradicting each other. Ad She'yavu Akos V'ashlishi, until the third one, the odd one comes out, but the odd number, the 13th hour, the 13th month comes, v'yachriya b'neihem. It balances everything out. The 13th Midah takes the different units and brings them together. It's machriya b'neihem. It's kolal everything together, where there's complete shalom. It's interesting, Rabbi Yashar points out that we have, at the end of every single seam of a mesechta, we say the 10 sons of Papa. Rami Rapa, Chani Rapa, Rami Rapa. Why the 10 sons of Rav Papa mentioned in every single seam of a Masechta? And Rav Yashar points out that there are 10 places in Shas where Rav Papa is machriya ladin, where there's machlokas to do this or to do that, and Rav Papa says, let's do both of them. Let's be machriya, let's have everything work together. And it's no coincidence then that the gematria of Papa is 161, which is the same exact gematria as Vinakeh. And this is also why in the story of Purim of Tainis, was called for on the 13th of the month, with the Yud Gimel of the month. Tainis was the Yud Gimel of the month, which they said, Leich Kneus Klayudim. Gather everyone together. All the Jews gathered Ba'achtas on the 13th of the month, on the day that symbolized Ech. And when the 13th falls on the 13th month, such as this year, the Tainis Esther and the Yud Gimel and other base, then the level of Achtas is even greater. And 13 plus 13 equals 26, which is the Gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And when Klai Yisrael comes together, Ke'echad, we can dethrone a mullet and reunite the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Make it once again complete. Bayah bayomahu, Yehashem Echad Ushmo Echad.